Why do we love Imam Hussein? Let's think about this for a moment. A man who shows no fear in the face of absolute tyranny, who sacrifices his own life and is willing to have his comrades slain and his family subjected to imprisonment. For what? So that justice survives. It seems more appropriate that the real question should be, why would we not love Imam Hussein? Look around you. All you see is greed, lust, corruption, jealousy, hatred, oppression. Where is the selflessness? Where is the love? Where is the beacon of light for this very dark world? And human beings love to see selflessness in others. Whenever we see injustice taking place, we often get scared. We back away, we remain silent, if not out of fear for our own lives, but for the lives of our family and our friends. That's just too much of a sacrifice to make, right? Is this the lesson that Imam Hussein taught humanity? To back down in the face of injustice? No. Imam Hussein's sacrifice to ensure the survival of the legacy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad showed us that there is such a thing as total selflessness, and that in order to bring a positive change to the world, you have to make a sacrifice. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "I do not rise for evilness, oppression, or corruption. Surely I leave Medina for reforming the affairs of my grandfather's ummah. I want to enjoin good and forbid evil and follow the tradition of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and my father Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam." What is Islam except for enjoining the good and forbidding the evil? Imam Hussein's struggle teaches us that if a tyrant comes to the throne, spreading oppression and attempting to mislead the ummah of the Holy Prophet, it is our sacred duty to stand up against it. And you know, it's not just his martyrdom, his death, that makes us love him. Imam Hussein's life was spent giving charity, freeing slaves, being generous to those around him, supporting the poor and the weak in society. After Imam Hussein was martyred, a bruise was seen on his shoulder. His son, Imam Sajjad, explained that this mark was from the sack of food that Imam Hussein would carry on his shoulder to feed the poor, the orphans, and the widows. He didn't just teach us how to die, but how to live. Live on the path of Islam. We also have to consider that Imam Hussein was the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, who is considered to be the greatest man that ever lived by 1.8 billion Muslims globally, and that he was the son of Imam Ali, the fourth caliph, and the first of the infallible Imams, which is more than enough for us as Muslims to love Imam Hussein. The Messenger of Allah stated, "Hussein is from me, and I am from Hussein." The Holy Prophet Muhammad also said, "Everyone who wants to see the most beloved person in the heavens and the earths should look at Hussein." Brothers and sisters, we really have to think. How is it possible that just after 50 years of the Holy Prophet's demise, his very own family, the Ahlul Bayt, were mercilessly slaughtered in the deserts of Karbala? Despite the fact that the Messenger of Allah emphasized during his own lifetime the love that he himself had for Imam Hussein. And so we find in the narrations that a person says, "I saw the Messenger of Allah holding Hussein's hand and saying, 'O people, this is Hussein ibn Ali. Know him by Allah that he will be in the paradise along with his friends and the friends of his friends.'" We really have to think and look within ourselves. Are we the friends of Imam Hussein? Are we even the friends of the friends of Imam Hussein? Or God forbid, are we the friends of the enemies of Imam Hussein? The enemies of justice. Prophet Muhammad said, "Hassan and Hussein are my two flowers on the earth." The Prophet stated, "Hassan and Hussein are the masters of the youth of paradise." Why would we not love Imam Hussein? And I don't mean love as in, "Oh yeah, I love him." No. I mean a pure, passionate, true love that shows itself through our actions, a sincere love, a flame which burns down the tyranny and oppression of the world, first within you as an individual, and then in your surroundings. The Holy Prophet said, surely there exists in the hearts of the mu'mineen, with respect to the martyrdom of Hussein, a heat that never subsides. The Holy Quran tells us that the Holy Prophet never asked for any reward or any money from the people for bringing the message of Islam. When they wanted to thank him, Allah commanded the Holy Prophet, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my near relative. So how do we show thankfulness to Allah? How do we show thankfulness to the Holy Prophet for bringing Islam and giving us salvation? According to the Holy Quran, as Muslims, we must love the family of the Holy Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, and Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Holy Prophet. And further, the Holy Quran states, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Then, whoever argues with you about it after this knowledge has come to you, say, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then supplicate earnestly together and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars among us. In the famous event of Mubahila, the Holy Prophet challenged the Christians of Najran to a kind of a duel, a face-off, a contest of prayers, if you will. Both sides would sincerely pray to Allah for the curse to fall upon whoever of the two parties was lying. The Christians brought their high priests and their monks, laden with gold and silver. But who did the Holy Prophet bring to this event? Only four others. For himself, he brought Ali ibn Abi Talib. For his women, he brought his daughter, Fatima. And for his sons, he brought two young boys, Hassan and his brother Hussein. According to the Ahadith, when the Christians of Najran saw these five standing before them together as one unit, they recognized their high status with Allah, and with great trepidation, they declined the Mubahila. This, my dear friends, are the Ahlul Bayt, the pure family of the Holy Prophet, and the Hadith books of both the Sunnis and the Shias contain many words of beautiful praise from the Holy Prophet about these two sons, Hassan and Hussein. He said, O God, Ya Allah, you know that Hassan and Hussein shall be in paradise, and those who love them shall be in paradise, while those who hate them shall be in the fire. The famous companion of the Holy Prophet Salman al-Farsi has also narrated that the Holy Prophet said, whoever loves Hassan and Hussein, I, the Prophet, love him. And whomsoever I love, God also loves. And whomsoever God loves, he shall cause him to enter into the gardens of bliss. So brothers and sisters, it's vital to love Imam Hussein, but not just a superficial love. Imam Hussein is not a figure whose martyrdom we should only appreciate and perhaps mourn over, but rather a reason to stand against oppression, no matter what the cost. And so whether you see bullying taking place in your school or injustice occurring at the workplace, whether a person is wrongdoing another in our own communities, or world governments are committing oppression, if we truly love Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we will try to end injustice wherever it is. And remember, what Imam Hussein began in Karbala, Imam al-Mahdi will finish wherever you are.